is great. When you get out, you can boat year-round, but then you're out on the ocean. When you're on the Potomac, there's a different feel to it. Listen to those big needles saying, I tell you, it was on the Potomac that I discovered for the first time single man skin. I mean, when you start getting halfway decent at water skiing, it gets old after a while, you know. You get out there, you ski around, you jump the wake a couple of times, you blow the horn. When you're single-man skiing, and by single-man skiing, I mean you get that thing set at about 30 miles an hour. You sit that thing just a-humming big time. And then you stand there on the swim platform. You put the ski on. You let yourself slide into the water and slowly, hand over hand, you work your way down there to the end of the rope with nobody driving the boat. Single man skiing. My funny little honey was taking a nap. Captain Martinez had the day off. I grabbed my favorite Dick Pope ski. I set the throttles about 30 miles an hour. Climbed over the transom and onto the swim platform, and I let myself go back there, and it was great. Knowing full well that if I fell, the boat goes on without me. Probably to detonate at a bend in the river. To rush up the shore, smashing through someone's house. You know, there was a piece of flotsam in there, and I lost my balance. The tip of my ski hit it, and I went in. Oh, my God, there goes the boat! On without me, jumping, jibbity. Well, my first thought was, as I watched my boat disappearing into the distance, $500,000 worth of hardware disappearing. I thought, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God! With powerful strokes, I swam to the shore, ran up to the side of the GW Parkway. Fortunately, traffic was stopped. I walked up. I said, buddy, priority, police priority. I need to borrow your car. I'm sorry. I'll get it back to you. I'll trace the tag and get it back to you. I got an emergency! I took off. I had to get to the Wilson Bridge before the boat did. I knew it was my only chance to keep it from burning. I was losing it. Traffic was stopped, but I was going up the side of the road, and I didn't care. We're diving, construction guys, road cones were flying. I said, please God, I gotta get there. Finally, I pulled up on the Wilson Bridge. And there was the boat coming in the distance. Blah, do, blah, 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 blah. I only had a matter of time. I took off and started running across that bridge. I was nuts. I'm pounding across the roof of cars. People inside there, and they're sticking air-conditioned cubicles. Finally, here came the boat. I had one chance. I timed it, and I jumped. I landed right on the deck. Right through my glass-top coffee table. But I was on the boat. Sound of all the breaking glass and commotion, my honey came from below, rubbing her sleepy little eyes, going, Jesus, what's all that noise? Why are you lying there in a pile of broken glass? What's going on? I said, honey, please, stop with all the questions and pull this swizzle stick out of my tuchus, would you please?